All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Life from the Lair.
And today I'm going to be doing some reactions to some past emails and comments and so forth we received. This one here is fairly fresh. I'm not going to say the kid's name or give anything away. Let us begin.
Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the Popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the Popster will handle the rest.
So shut the fuck up!
All right, so it starts off here, you know, my name is such and such. I'm 15 years old and have played football since I was in the sixth grade. I wish to play on the varsity high school team next year, so he is a junior or a sophomore right now. But I have several classmates who are much faster and stronger than I am. I'm discouraged because they are much better than me. Okay, I'm assuming stronger, faster, more endurance, what have you. And I don't want to waste my time if I'm doomed to do nothing but ride the bench. What is your opinion on this? And do you have any pointers? Okay. First of all, you're 15 goddamn years old. You're not even done growing yet. Mentally, physically, and spiritually. You're literally a seedling. And okay, there's some guys that you played with in the past who were stronger and faster than you and got it. But here is a lesson. This is just a life lesson that I've noticed about talent. When I was going to school, in the everyone starts in grade school, but there was this douchebag there whose father ran several businesses. One of them was an Ishinru martial arts school, and he had an auto mechanic garage, I think two of them. Well, you know, he's pretty well-to-do kid, very conceited, and this dude, you know, his father had trained him from a very young age, and he mopped the floor with me, I believe, 2-3 times between third grade and seventh grade when I finally moved out of the neighborhood. I'm gonna be honest, the dude with little effort mopped the floor with me. I mean, he kicked my ass so hard and then made me mop up my own blood with my hair, and we're talking severe beatdowns. It sucked. I mean, the kid was talented at the martial arts. So I go on to a different neighborhood, go to middle school, go to high school, went into the military. Once I got off active duty when I was 22, I started competing amateur kickboxing and then later on, you know, professional kickboxing. I tried my hand at boxing, but I sucked. And for the most part, I was a club fighter, meaning 4, 5, 6 round fights. I was like the middle of the card kind of guy for most of the stuff I competed in. Nothing big. And I took a fight out in Minnesota. Didn't recognize the guy's name I was going to fight. Because a lot of times on the contracts, there's the name and the fight name, blah, blah, blah. So we drive down there. I got my trainer with me. I see the guy I'm going to fight, and it is this kid that used to beat the shit out of me when I was a lot younger. Well, I watched him warm up. He was flawless. His kicks were on point. Side kicks, roundhouses, front kicks. He could do all the jumpy, spinny Hollywood bullshit. And I'm going to be honest, it was intimidating because he recognized me and he was like, hey, this is going to be just like it was back in the old days. And here's the difference. I put in the work. See, talent, that's given you by the man upstairs and you can do with it as you will. But most people with a lot of talent, I'm going to be honest, they're arrogant, and they don't usually have the drive to get better. They self-plateau. And I went on to, you know, train in the martial arts basically since the age of 10, 13 years old. Now, granted, I couldn't afford to test for belts. My mom was incredibly poor, and I just absorbed whatever I could absorb. When I finally went into the Army and was able to pay for formal training at the Robert Edwards School of Ishin Rue, I don't think it's still there. It was on the hilltop in Tacoma. Because if you really want to learn to fight, that's where you need to go. You need to go to the cities where there's a lot of fighting going on and you find yourself with good fighters. Well, I've been training and working and improving on myself ever since high school. And at that time, I was, I believe, 24 years old, bench pressing right around two times my body weight, you know, curl my body weight, you know, deadlift two and a half, three times my body weight. I don't do that anymore, but it's hard on your back. And we get in the ring. And sure as shit, he's got those flashy, snappy punches and kicks. Tears me up pretty badly in the first round. Second round, not so much, because I was a pressure fighter. Third round, he's running out of gas because he didn't put in the work. And the second half of the third round, I start landing decent shots. Every shot I threw was with bad intent because I hated this man. Fourth round went extremely poorly for him. I believe I had cut him twice. I almost KO'd him at least once. He came out for the fifth round, and he was virtually defenseless. And I was literally wailing on him in his corner. And I looked down at his trainer, who was his father, and I said, I'm going to kill this man. And they threw in the towel. What I'm trying to tell you here is this. You're 15 goddamn years old. If you have the drive, you can find the speed, you can find the size, you can produce the endurance, okay? You can make shit happen for you. And do not have this defeatist mindset, I don't want to waste my time by riding the bench. No one here on this planet has a guarantee they're going to be a first stringer. No one. Should everyone else who's not going to be on the first string just say fuck it and quit and, you know, evict their meat suits and say fuck it? Hell no. You have no idea what the future is going to bring your way. Hell, I wish that they had GNC when I was going to high school. I would have used those resources to their maximum effect. I did pretty good with what I had at the time. Now, granted, I didn't become a behemoth, you know, mainly because of genetics, and I ate poorly because I was fucking poor up until about eighth grade. So I had a lot of catching up to do. I wholeheartedly want you to continue your dream of football. I want you to, all these guys you think put you to shame or whatever, crush them into the fucking dust, and you will take away one of the greatest lessons that life can teach you, is how not to fucking quit, how to persevere, how to get the shit that you want in your life. Because this defeatist bullshit in this particular message is going to take you right to the sea of mediocrity. You don't want to spend the rest of your days wallowing with other individuals in the sea of mediocrity. Get on your goddamn feet. Light that fire inside, rev up the boilers, and go full steam ahead.
That's how winning is done.
Thank you for watching the show.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits.
I hope you found some wisdom in this particular video.
And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody.
Take it easy.
Cowards do that, and that ain't you! You're better than that!